Okay, so Tzad Gimel.
Avel Gimel Yomim Harishonim Enu Yotze Lebeis HaAvel V'lo Lebeis HaKfaris Mikan V'Elech Im Meis
In other words, if there's a funeral in his community, he can go to the Levaya, the Beis HaKfaris,
Ve'enu Yoshe B'mokam HaMenachmim, El B'mokam HaMisnachamim, V'mein Sham Kidei Mitu V'Kovreha Yotze Afila B'yom Rishon V'Afila B'Shchuna Acheres.
If there's not enough to do the Kvura, then he's allowed to go to the house to do the kvura itself.
Umitzis yom gimel harehu kakulo. So that itself is a chiddush, because the locha mitzis yom kakulo, maybe that's a locha only. You see that the 3 days itself represents a malos. That it's not just that the gav is an oval for 3 days, gimel yom lepchi, but there is a los of gimel yomim, and therefore we say mitzis yom kakulo. V'lova isinokin ken achshav ki ein ovel holech lebeis hakfaris v'lo lebeis ha'ovel kol shiva v'efshe shlo chiv shalav chiv hu el v'shush umiyach she'achshav ein misnachim kamo b'yameim shiva yaltai se'odif. So this halacha okay, let's continue. Aval okay. Aval shavu harishon eni yotzim pesach beso afilu shmo birchas chuppah or birchas amila umiu hamekel and as hamekel latzes belaila mipnei hatzorech lo hifsid. But otherwise, the Ovel should stay in one place, not go out at all. But he says, if there's a tzorich, he can go out by Laila. V'ahad da'osu latzei schutz lebeisu hainu davka l'tayil o l'masu matn k'doma avim im sholach moshel achlov o se tzorich leilach b'derech o l'shad dvarim hatzrichim lo habe k'gon dover ovid mutalo latzei v'chein nogim. In other words, and then if it's yotze b'shchunus, if he has to wear shoes, so that we did before with the tzorich, then it's permitted. Shin Pei Beis said Ovel Meduda, as I said before, in Halacha Shahay Mahalchim Bederech Butam Ben Ilas as Sandal Kshagia Leir Cholzim V'yesh Mishayim Hi Ir Shavuba Of Dikham Ein Cholzim Ad She Kanzel Chov Hayehudim. Okay, so the
flipped over Ovel was Usher.
So Dova Avod, yeah, but there was a different. First, where was this? Yeah, so that's Habuk Matches. The Dover of it, Shim Loyim Ko Yafsim Hakarim, Nim Keres Ide Acherim, Aval Im Lo Yafsim Hakarim, Elishim Yimakan Ade Yavir Yosa Osa, right? But Ide Acherim, it Dover of it is Mutter.
Right. You can go out yourself.
So maybe it means maybe it means that he has to go out to direct others to do it or something like that. What is the proof?
In the Ramana?
Which one are you referring to?
This is the Ramathia, right?
Yeah, but he's not, but the Ramah's not Chaylik there.
In Shinpei, he says.
Correct. According to Lamar, it's mutter. This is more speaking. Okay, we did that. Shnei Yotzev Enu Yoshev. Shnei Yotzev Enu Yoshev Bimkomo Ve'enu Medabe Shlishis Yoshev Bimkomo Ve'enu Medabe. So what does that mean? Ve'im Lotzo Shlo Leishev Bimkomo B'Shavua Shlishis Uludabe Havushus Biyado. So the Ramah already quotes the minig, which is our minig, that an oval changes his place for 30 days during the Shloshim, and al avivim al yud beis chodesh. But again, it's not so no geta, because our meaning is that we do shloshim and even beyond that, and al avim yud beis chodesh. Ha'avil enu yotze b'chol lebeis ha'knesses, avil b'shabes yotze. V'chein lebeis ha'medrash. V'anu no'agim sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'tara yotze, sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'tara, v'anu no'agim sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'tara yotze lebeis ha'knesses. So he's not yotze b'chol, but b'shabes he is yotze, right? And this is, so that's, and then the Machamis is that he even goes out Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah if he doesn't have a Kriyas HaTorah, right? But he does go out on Shabbos. That he goes out on Shabbos can be, that's independent of the Lach of Kriyas HaTorah that he goes out on Shabbos, right? So and that he goes Shabbos, it may, that's halacha in Hilchas Shabbos, that there's a special, it could be, because there's a special halacha to go to shul on Shabbos. The Ramban in Chumash, I think it's on the Pasuk Mikra Kodesh, says that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and you know, the asifa that people come together to daven together on Shabbos is the Reis and Akim of Mikra Kodesh. So that's what Shabbos is significant. I know that I heard something about Soloveitchik said, you know, the Briskas weren't so machbid about Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Chaim wasn't machbid about it, but he was very machbid, as you know, about Kriyas HaTorah, that he would, because he thought Kriyas HaTorah was a Chovas Yochid and Tefillah B'Tzibur was a Chovas Tzibur. So if you had a Tzibur, nice, if not, not, but he wasn't machbid about it at all. The Rabbi, I think I might have told you the story. His other grandfather, Beli Pushner, said, "Chvashtenit, I'm the Zeder." I don't understand your other grandfather, Reb Chaim. They're so makbid about Kriyas HaTorah. You know, Reb Chaim used to get off a train to hear Kriyas HaTorah if he didn't hear it, because he thought it was a Chavis Yochid. And they're so makel about Tefillah B'Tzibun, it's such a different tefillah and so on. And then the Rebbe Elikrushin said, Yechabukavizina Befurish Ramban. I saw it in a Ramban that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis Tzibun. Oh, but you can't under Zayda with his eyes in the Ivra. But you know your other grandfather with his eyes in the Ivra. By the time he finished reading the Ramban held like him. So the Rav said, I didn't know which Ramban he was referring to, but then he discovered it was the Ramban in Megillah. The Ramban, and you know, the Rif says that all the things mentioned in the Balamor asks, why is, if you hold, like the Rif Apasa, that, you know, could be the Kriyas, if Kriyas and Megillah requires a Sora, according to Rav and Gemara, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So you see that Kriyas Megillah, Bismana, doesn't require a Sora. So the Ramban answers, no, all those things mentioned in the Mishnah are a Chovas Yochid. But the Megillah, because if you assume Anis is a Chovas Tzibur, it's not a Chovas Yochid, that's why it's not mentioned. And Kriyas HaTorah is mentioned in the Mishnah. So you see that Kriyas HaTorah is... Excuse me. All those mentioned in the Mishnah... are Chovas Tzibur. So I have it reversed. But Kriyas and Megillah, because if that's Pesum and Nisus, are not a Chovas Tzibur, it's a Chovas Yochid, right? It's not a Chovas... Kriyas Megillah is a Chovas Yochid, how I fulfill my mitzvah, it's not a Chovas on the Tzibah. So that you need a Sora, that's not mentioned. But the other things, again, so Tefillah B'Tzibah and so on, right? Davish Rikdusha and Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid, because it's a Chovas Tzibah, that's why it's mentioned. And these are the things that require a Sora, because it's a Chovas Tzibah, right? So you see from the Ramban, because he says to distinguish from Megillah, which is a Chovas Yochid, the things in the Mishnah are all Chovas Tzibah, so therefore Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur, right? Not a Chovas Yochid, not like Reb Chaim said, right? But anyhow, I heard from Ansel Beitzer, they said that his father, Moshe, was very makbid, and Reb Chaim as well, was makbid on Kriyas and Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos, because of this with I think he was based on this Ramban. This is special, aside from the general halacha of you know, Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah, but Tzibur that you have all the time. There's a special locha, Shabbos locha, because of Mikra Kodesh, to daven B'Tzibur.
So does this then it can potentially have implications, like for the people who have trouble walking? You know, like the Shulchan Aruch talks about like all these like.
Well, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Right, but then I'm just saying, how far I'm just can you go to be able to do it? If it really is a PM there, right? So,
I mean, let's say, a simpler thing, a person's going on vacation. Should he go on vacation to a place where he knows there's not going to be a minion for Shabbos? Right? So maybe during the week it's okay, but what about if there's no minion even Shabbos? So maybe it should. So I once, I think, Reb Gershon Zaks told me, I think he said he heard it from. Who was it? Rebbe Zalman, in his name, said, a dacha, if you're going on vacation, if it's a place that's a minion, that's not called a vacation. Vacation is just getting completely away. So that's not like what we're saying. But coming back to here, maybe that, I'm just saying that the basic nesis, an ovel is yoitze, right? So,
why not just say it would be avelis b'tzibur?
So the other possibility is that if he doesn't go, but I don't know, that might be called Avelis Befarhesia.
Yeah.
You would have only thought that it's Avelis Befarhesia because he was supposed to be there on Shabbos, because then why would it be a Nafka Minyan between that and...
What do you mean? He has to do what he normally does. So
if you look in the Shachabath, if you say in Shagam B'Shabbos, he said V'yesh Amrim...
Yeah,
Medina Sanoa Shain Yotze Elabishabis, Kim Ha'ovel Moyel, O Balbris La Achashlosha Mispal Babeso. So the Amor says Al Minig is that he doesn't go out to Kriya Satoira, right? Only for Shabbos, right? Ukushimevin Hatinuk Lamol Holecha Ovel Abesa Knesses, Avotoch Shlosha O Lo Yetze, Elmkain Ein Moyel Achabeir, Viesh Mekilin Afilo Toch Gimel, Afilum Yesh Moyel Achabeir. So what is this? Ein beir v'yesh mekilin afilu b'toch gimel afilu im yesh moil acha beir. That if he's the moil, that he's allowed even b'toch gimel to go. Even though there would be another moil, right? Umutu lo l'sakin atziponim l'galach l'tzorach hamila, aval yesh moil acha osa. V'chein kol dov dvamitcha she'yesh lo osos. Below her avel mutulo lotzeis l'kayim es hamitzvah, right? So we have machlokes between the Chaba and the Ramor, whether he's yoytze for what, for kriyas haTorah, right? So the question is, he says that he's not yoytze for every mitzvah that can't be done, right, to become the mitzvah, he's allowed to go out, yet there are 2 days, yet he holds that he's not yoytze kriyas haTorah, right? And the Mechaba holds v'anu noagim shebechol yom kriyas haTorah yoytze l'beis haKnesses. Correct? So that machlokes between Mechaba and the Ramah, where he goes out to kriyas haTorah, may be dependent on this shaila, whether kriyas haTorah is a chovas yochid or chovas tzibah. Because if it's a chovas yochid, so he's chayiv to go out because it's a mitzvah that he's chayiv in, the kriyas haTorah, so you have to go to shul. But if kriyas haTorah is a chovas tzibah, maybe that's what the Ramah holds, so then he's not chayiv to go out. He goes out Shabbos, that's because it's a special kiyum of Shabbos. Look in the Pisrei Shuv about this. Basic, b'seif chokhmos Adam, b'kuntus matzevis Moshe, kosu d'ze api mashe kosu b'simin shin ayin vav shemitzel lispal b'beisa avil. V'kein yesh sham asara, ava b'makom di efshe lichnov asara v'yisbatel ayizze mikadosh u'kdushu b'ochu muto leilich ach b'mogen avram mashma d'mispal b'yechidi. Lachin im yesh lo minyan neged beiso, but also chotze l'kuli amamuta. That's not called lotzes, I guess, if it's exactly adjacent to his house. But in other words, this machlokes, you know, this, if he has a minyan in his house, the chachmas adam is saying, that's when we say the Ramah says that he doesn't go out to shul. But if he doesn't have a minyan, then the Ramah himself would also agree that he would go out. Except the Ramah is saying that he goes, the Chochmas Adam is saying not just for Kriyas HaTorah, he's going to go also out to Kaddish and Baruch and so on. So he would go out even for Tefillah B'Tzibur. Let's say the Ovel doesn't have a minion in his house. Should he go out to Shul? So the simple reading of the Ramah is that he should not. And even the Mechaba would hold, it would seem that he doesn't. The only days in Mechaba Yet, the Anu Noigim Shechol Yom Shkriyas HaTorah, Yotzei L'Beis HaKnesses. But Mashma, that if it's not a day of Kriyas HaTorah, that he doesn't go because of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right? But he does go out for Kriyas HaTorah. What's the Chilik? The Chilik is that Tefillah B'Tzibur, offhand, is a Chovas Tzibur. Right? So he's not Chayiv per se. The Tzibur, when there's a minion, is Mechuyiv to Dam Tefillah B'Tzibur, but he's not Mechuyiv, right? But Tefillah, but Kriyas HaTorah he holds, like Reb Chaim, that's a Chovas Yochid. Then it would come out that Kriyas HaTorah, according to the Ramah, is not a Chovas Yochid. Correct? However, Reb Chaim would undoubtedly learn, like this Chochmas Adam, quoted by Pisrei Teshuvah, that's speaking about because he has a minion in his house. But if Yitaka doesn't have a minion in his house at all and he's not able to do it, then he would not be allowed to go to shul. Right? The Chacham says it's a little hard on them because if the story is that he has a minion and everything in his house, so why is Yitaka going to the Beis HaKnesses? He's got everything available for him in his house. Unless he thinks because the
non-Kriya Torah days.
Yeah, non-Kriya Torah days. He's saying if you don't have a minion and there's a Kaddish and Kedusha and so on, I mean Kaddish and Kedusha Pashtus is a Chovas Tzibur, right? In I have it in my sefer that I put out from the Ravan Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you know that this thing. So. A quote from, I think it was Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said that Reb Chaim lived in Valuzhin, right under, he lived in the same, like on top of the two stories, on one story, he lived next to his Shver, before Shapiro, with the Nasib's son in law. And Reb Chaim always had this kipeda to have a minion for, you know, for what they call it, to make sure to get people together for Kriya Satori, even though it wasn't, didn't have it necessarily for, Tefillah B'Tzibur, and he was once had nine, so he asked Rebbe Foyle, who was in the next house, if he would come for Kriya, you know, to be mashed from a minion for Kriya Satoira. So he's not coming. He said, this is Meshuras. It's a Chavos Tzibur, it's not necessary. From one house to the next, he wouldn't give in to Reb Chaim's opinion. But anyhow.
So the Pesach Tshuva, I accept that if there's no minion.
Look at the Pesach Tshuva. Look, you have it? He says, B'Sefer Chochmas Adon, B'Kuntris. He says, that this is based on what would normally there's a minion in the Beis HaOvel.
Right.
You can't gather 10.
Right.
So he calls to Machlod, the Mogen Avom and the Chachmas Adam. Whether, if there's no minion in his house, should he go to Shul for Tefillah B'Tzibur? And for Kaddish Kedusha and so on, for Davish Kedusha. Mogen Avraham says no, he should daven Michidus, and Chochmas Sadr says he should go to Shul. See, that may be a different machlokes. That machlokes may be, even though it's a Chovas Tzibur, the Chochmas Adam holds, even though it's a Chovas Tzibur, and it's not a Chovas Yochid, but there's certainly a Kiyum to daven B'Tzibur, right? So can you go for that Kiyum? Would you go out? And Mogen Avraham says no. You're not chayv; it's a chovas tzibur. But both can agree that it's a chovas tzibur. I mean, the nafkamina here is also there's a shayla for kriyas haTorah. How many people who haven't heard the Torah? How many do you need to learn? You need 10. How many have to be chayv? Have not yet heard it. According to Reb Chaim, it's sufficient to have one. According to those of us a chovas tzibur, so Baruch Be'er talks about that. Do you need? Do you need six? You need Rav Minyan, or is it sufficient to have? Or do you need Asara? Right? Full Asara. But according to Reb Chaim held even if there was one. Because he thought it was a Chavos Yochim. The Asara was only the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. So, this Shiloh can depend on that question.
The Nafkamina here will also be this coming Shabbos in Zohar. Right? Because if you hold it, it's a Chavos Yochid, the Kriyas HaTorah, then you presumably even the. Even the Mechaber, who I think holds it, would say that the Abba can go.
Right, so if it's Pasha Zohar, I mean, that may be a different halacha, because if it's Pasha Zohar, maybe you're chayv to go out because maybe it'd be permitted, you know, because Zohar's. But then you get about is hearing Zohar, Chavos Yochid, or Chavos Tzibur. So we assume. You know, that's a chiyuv on the yochid.
Right. Most
but that's actually not such a davar pashut.
No.
Not a davar pashut at all. And I'll tell you why. Because in general, if you hold that the mitzvah zochar is linked to the mitzvah mechias amalek, right, which is the opinion of the chinuch, and that's what the chinuch says, that noshim are potter from zochar. So lechoyer the mitzvah mechias amalek. One, I have the practice of my sefer, but the mitzvah mechias amalek may be different than the mitzvah of mechias amalek is a chovas milchama, And if it's a chavos melchama, it's a chavos tzibur. A yachid doesn't fear a melchama. The tzibur, right? You need melech. So it's a chavos tzibur. So if the mitzvah mechia, a malek is a chavos tzibur, and schira is to be ma'oyru you, as the chinuch says, to go to war, so maybe the chavos is a chavos tzibur. And maybe the yachid is not per se chayiv in it, if you say that svara. So then maybe he's not mechuyiv to go. You know that one could say that's far. You see, in the chinuch and the ram is mashum that way, because the chinuch says that if you come across if you look in the lashon, the chinuch is machalak between zayin amrimin. There he says if one of the zayin amrimin comes to yado, there's a mitzvah on him to kill him. Right, and the yochid is speaking about. He doesn't say that by by a malik. And it may be because the chiv, that's a chiv, and the pasuk says milchama l'ashem ba malik midor dor. So it's a chovas milchama. Chovas milchama. Milchama is a chovas tzibur. So that's why he doesn't mention that this halacha. If you come across an amaleki, you know, you should dispatch him, because that's a chovas milchama. Requires the tzibur, requires melech.
Even the Mechaber agrees, though, right, that on Shabbos you go out to Kriyas HaTorah.
Right. The Mechaber says, I mean, forget this Pasuk Zocher, you're going out for Shabbos, right.
Yeah. I wanted to ask the last line of Siv Gimel.
Yeah.
In the Bar Mitzvah, Shiv Shalas was below Avel. So it might be that this far is built off what I'm going to ask a question on, but we know that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to teach if he's the only one. So is that a different matir than this? Because this seems to. Why would I need a matir by a Talmud Chacham if we know Kol Mitzvah?
Right, but you need a special matir, because if it's. You see, this Kriyas HaTorah. Is even though the Avil is also the Talmud Torah, but Kriyas HaTorah is mechuyev, because that's Sidur Dayom. That's permitted for him, right? But for Talmud Chacham to paskin shailas or to teach is a separate Isur. So unless it's Rav and Tzvichin law, that wouldn't be Mutter. These things are not also per se Al Tilchas Avelas. This is just you're not supposed to leave your house.
Well, there it's where you're being Matir and Isser.
You're being an Issa Avelos.
Right.
I just what we mentioned by Amalek, you know, it's interesting. The Rambam says by Zayin Amrimin that the mitzvah of Zayin Amrimin doesn't apply anymore. Shekvar Avad Zichron, presumably because Basan Chem Bilbas Kol Olam Kulo, and we don't know who are the Zayin Amrimin. So there are no Zayin Amrimin. They've already been completely assimilated. Right, so it doesn't apply. But by a malik, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say for avad zichron. So I heard from the Rav that by a malik, we don't know who the individual amalekim are anymore, because presumably Boss and Chabil was called, just like we don't know who the Zayin Amrimin are. But he said the name of his father, Moshe, and I think he said that also the name of Reb Chaim, that the halacha of that the two halachas in Amalek. One is Amalek is the zera of Amalek, assuming, of course, they have the same hatred and vicious, you know, evil ideology. The individuals, but there's also those who profess the ideology of Amalek, who want to destroy the Jewish people. So that there's a mitzvah Amalek that applies to them also. For example, against the Nazis. Or could be against these some of these Arab groups or Iranian groups who want to eradicate the Jewish people, that they have a din of Amalek. I mean, the Rav said it in my time that the PLO was Amalek, because they want to destroy the Jewish people. You'd kill innocent people. So it's the ideology also. So that's why the Ram doesn't say for Ovid Zivchom, because they're still, it's not just the, you know, those who are genetically Amalekim, but those who are ideologically Amalekim. And the Pasuk says, Milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor, the battle goes on, even though the Kiyad al-Keskot, Milchama, God has sworn, you know, the Malch, in a sense, a never ending, maybe till the time of Mashiach. But that goes also, you see, if it's a chovus yachid, if it's an ideological war against the philosophy of Amalek, and those who follow the evil philosophy and ideology of Amalek, so that's an ideological thing, that's a war, that's a chovus sibur, that's not an individual that runs that campaign against them.
I just want to go back to this halacha of Eino Medaber. Are we knowing that? What is that halacha of Eino Medaber for Shloshim? It says the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it means he's not allowed to talk at all. It means he only respond to others. You don't initiate conversations.
And we know it.
I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Nogin Kishem Abailim, Shalol Shanos Makomon. The Vesa Knesses for Shabbos, Yofahain Osin. Vyesh Omashagan Bishabbos Yishana Makomo. Vahain Haminik Poshach Vain Lashanos Haminik. Right? In other words, the loch is that an oval changes his seat. And the Ramah says that even on Shabbos he can, and that's not called Vom Shavahesya. Look in the Shach. V'yeshem Sugam B'Shabbos. The Svil She'ein Zed Dovah Shal Fahesya. She'ein Avelish Nika B'Zer. Kol Kach. Sha'be Pomim Adem Machliv Makomo. Afilu Einu Ovel. So the Mechaber thinks that is called Fahesia, and the Ramah says it's not according to the Shach, it's because he thinks people change their seat anyhow, sometimes. So, look in what happens if he became an Ovel on Chol HaMoed, right, on Yantif, for example, right? So the Avelis hasn't started. The Avelis starts afterwards. Is there an Indian to be Mishana Makomo? According to them, right? So, look in the Gilyam Ashur. Since Ve'en Lashanos, B'meis lo b'regel, Kosa b'tshuvas maram lublin, Kevin da dain lo hischil Avelis, Ein Mishana Makomo. U'kesvoris harambam, Le'inyin dvam shibitzina. After behold, lo kaim l'karabam, right. So it says, even though, right, we have machlips of the Rambam and the Ramban, where the drum shibet sin anoyig on the regel, on the moyed. So he's saying, even though we pass in the drum shibet sin, we pass it not like the Ramban, we pass it like the Ramban, the drum shibet sin anoyig, right. But here he says, nonetheless, as relates to this, yes. I mean, I would have said simpler, even according to the even if Trump Shabbat Sinai Noig, but maybe since the Malaysia of Avelis doesn't start, so that halacha being Mishana Makoma doesn't begin. Because of the Ain Nogin Kane, the Kaimelon, Vikashali, Mashna, to who are then Bishabis, to Abishabis, Maskil Avelis, Kidisa, right? Simon, so he doesn't understand why he says that. If Mesla Mes Bishabis, then the Avelis Taka begins on Shabbos, since the Zoram Shibit Sinner. So he doesn't understand what he means. If Vafli Didon, Gamba Mes Beregel, Noig Dvam Shibit Sinner, Mikonka, Hachiluku, Mishabis, to Bishabis Ola, for regular, I know, but it's still different. Shabbos counts towards the minion of the Shiva. Mash ain't can be regular, even though Devon Shabbat Sinna annoying. Va'ayin ba'tanura perik ve'elam magalchon mishnehev vu'oz gesvos ram hanal ulidam be'emes tam acheboy va'ayin shematoysi ziyantiv resh mishnevav ba'ran de Shabbos dekem de lo ksiv behu simcha ki'im oynek mishum hochi cholok miyantiv. Alright, we'll see. There's a general question, why is it that Avelis doesn't apply, that doesn't, doing the regular doesn't, if you have a shmur, you don't, even though Shabbat Sinai Noyig, it doesn't count towards the Shiva. But that we're going to talk about. You know, there's Shabbos and Yontif different. Tosis says, because Shabbos there's a mitzvah simcha, and Shabbos there's no mitzvah simcha as opposed to Yontif. So we'll speak about that in a second.
So is he saying he should switch his place or not?
So he's quoting from the Maram Liblin, says you shouldn't. But it's according to us that we're noig, that Dvam Shabbat Sinai are noig. Let me quote. Kivega calls the Taz in Rochaim that says if he came to Shul after Bochul, that even though the Ramor says we change, you can change your sheet, but he shouldn't change it. If he comes late, he shouldn't. I guess if you come early, it's not, and I don't know why should it be a chilek. Okay, let's continue now. Next. Ain miskasha al meis yosim idai. V'chol hamiskasha al av yosim idai al meis acher hu bocher. El shlosh, right? So it's a siman rav. El shlosh yomim lebchi shivu lehesped shloshim letzispoz lekihut. B'medva mu b'shah ha'am. Aval tamidi chachamim hakol lefi chachmasam. V'ain dochen aleim yosim lamed yom. V'ain maspin al yosim yud beis chodesh. וכן חכם שבא שמוע של אחר יוד בייס חודש אין מספיד אין עושה. יוצן לבייס הכפורס, upokten al hamesim shloshi yom shemedayin huchai. Kol shloshi yomim yira ha'olu ki ilu cherev munachos lo ben kseifav mishloshi vat shiva ki ilu zokev kinegdo became zovis mishiva viat shloshim kilu overis lefanav b'shuk v'chol also hashana hadin metucho kineged also mishpocha v'im nolad ben zocha ba'osa mishpocha nisrapes kol ha'mishpocha. Okay. Echem mi'achabura shemesh tida kol ha'chabura. Kol mi she'enu mis'abel k'mo she'tziva chacham ha'reza achzori eli yifachi v'yidag v'yifasbish m'masa v'yachsa b'tshuva. Next, mixes Yom Hashiva v'Ashloshim kekulo. Kemen she'amdu menachem me'etzel ha'avel b'Yom Shvi mutu b'chol hadvarim she'osu b'hem toch shiva. The mixes ha'yom kekulo. Lo shnor mixes Yom Shvi v'lo shnor mixes Yom Shloshim. Kemen she'hanetz ha'chamak k'yom Shloshim botl menu gzer Shloshim. And then the Ramah continues, Ubabdinus Elosh Ein Hamanachim Regilim Lavo Biyom Zayin, Tzorch Lahamtin Ad Shosh Regilim Hamanachim Lavo, Vishay Yomim, Dahainu Laacha Yitzir Mibes Haknesses, Shregilim Lavo Menachim, Kain Nirilit Utlokum Kamash Shregilim Lahamtin Shor Al Hayom, De Ein Hadava Toli Rak Ba'amidas Hamanachim. It's not an extra hour. It depends. Mishiyamdu hamenachemim. So I quoted this from the Rav before. Remember, the Rav said that you see that the loch of nichem avelim is not only a chesed, right? Like bikocholim, but nichem avelim or hachnosis, you know, hachnosis kal and things like that. But beyond the mitzvah, you have to lecha kamocha. There's also a specific kiyum in the Avelus. The part of the Niyog Avelus is that it requires Menachemim. And the Rav said that's why the halach is that if a person has Bika Choylim and Nichem Avelim, that Nichem Avelim takes precedence. She'er covered im Achayim ve'im Hamesim, as opposed to Bika Choylim, which is only a Chesed and Achayim. What does it mean, im Achayim ve'im Hamesim? It means it's a kiyum in the Avelus itself that there should be Menachemim. The Havaya that says we had the halacha that if there's no one to menachem, there's no, excuse me, to sit shiva, so we appoint 10 people from the community to sit shiva, and others come, we could, you know, come to menachem them. So you see, the nichem is not just the chesed for the people who are bereft, but it's part of the kima velus. So that's why that's this halacha that kevin she'om de menachem, that's why you have to wait till menachem. But otherwise, why don't you just say Mixiyam Kekulo? Because that's part of the Kiyam Avelus. So it requires that there should be Menachem. Okay. And this halach applies both to Shiva and to Shloshim. Shomishmu v'choko, balayla, kevin de soki b'shor achas salka afilo balayla. Right, if it's a shmur v'choka, so shmur v'choka, so all you need is shor achas. It's no longer shmur krova, so therefore that can be, that can be even balayla. You know, the halach of shmur v'choka that is noyig one. It's not that it's noyig one day. We say v'chem kakula. That's the gemara in Psachim, right? But the halach of shmur v'choka is not yom. It's shor achas. Because if it was Yom, then it has to be Dafka. If you heard about Lila, it's not enough. Because Mixiyam Kekulo, we say during the day, right? Not Balila. So, for example, a person has Shiva, right? We don't say Mixiyam Kekulo that he can get up on the seventh day at night. He has to wait till the day, right? But by Shmuel Choka, it's Shorach is sufficient. So then it's even Balayla. Mishemes Ovivo Imo Barosh Chodesh Nisan, lo aminin b'chof tes ba'oda sh'achva mixion kakulo el tzoch linog dvom hasun b'yud b'esh chodesh ad sh'ikonesh v'osh chodesh nisan. Right? In other words, so you see by Yud Beis Chodesh al Avivimo, we don't say Mixiyam Kakul on the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh. We do by Shiva and the Shloshim, but not by Yud Beis Chodesh. So why is that? So there are two reasons for that. What would you suggest? Hudi, what would you, why don't we say Mixiyam Kakul by Yud Beis Chodesh?
It definitely has different parameters based on the fact that it's very kavod. I don't know why that would affect something.
Okay, so first of all, that's one way to, that was the third, that was, I was going to say the two different ones, but what you said is also correct, that if we say that Yud Beis Chodesh is not halacha of Avelis per se, it's halacha, I mean the Avelis is primarily because of Kibbut Ave'im, so it's not Mixiyam Kakulo, it's halacha of Kibbut Ave'im, so you can't say Mixiyam Kakulo, it's not a malice of Avelis, right? For Halai, the halacha is that Aviv can be Meichel on Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? Okay, that's one answer. I was going to say a different answer. What would you say?
I was going to say
we're ganging up here. Okay. So the other answer is that the halacha, and this I heard from the Rav Olson, I think the Taz says it here, that the halacha of Yud Beis Chodesh, the oyster is not Yomim. Shiva is, that's when you say mixes Hayom Kakulo. But by Yud Beis Chodesh, the halacha is Yud Beis Chodesh. The unit is Chodesh, not Yom. So you can't say Mixiyam Kakulo. Look here. Here, look in the Taz, he says it. Lo aminim b'choftes ba'odah. Look, you see the Taz, ois. Is that ois beis in the Taz?
Yeah.
Lo amin b'choftes ba'odah. Hatam b'trumas hadeshen sham. Oh, no, is that Truma Sadesh or Torah Sechatas? No, Truma Sadesh and Sham. Simen Reish Tzadi Beis. Techol Shetoli B'minyan Yomim Aminim Mixiyam Ha'achon Kekula. Ma'ashikem B'Avelis Tetoli B'Yud Beish Chodesh. B'chol Duchte Im Toma Mixis Kulo Lo Yistach L'Sababak K'sas Mi'achodesh Ha'achon V'zev Vaday Eino. Right? It's a loch of Mixiyam Kekula. There's no loch of Mixis Chodesh Kekula. That's the Taz's answer. That's the, right, so you have your answer. That's the Taz's answer. And there's a third answer. The third answer is this, that Mixiyam Kakulo, and by the way, just coming back to the Taz, I don't know if you ever heard this, you know, some people when they wait 6 hours, let's say they hold like the Ram, they wait 6 hours, right? So the Ram says, Kishe Shos, right? So they say that the Ram means, it's enough that it goes into the 6th hour, right? So some people say that's because of Mixas Hashor Kakulo. I don't know if you ever heard that. But that's completely wrong. There's no such thing as Mixas Hashor. It's because the Ram thinks that's sufficient of a Hefzik. You don't need, you need 5 and something. But it's not because Mixas Hashor. There's no such thing as Mixas Hashor, just like there's no Mixas Achoydish. Did you ever hear this thing about Mixas Hashor?
I've heard the 5 plus, but I've
right, okay, but that's not the reason, you know. Now the other reason why we don't say that it has to, by Yud Beis Chodesh has to be complete. The other reason is because Yud Beis Chodesh, as opposed to Shiva and Shloshim, is a key and malois of Avelus. There's an Avelus of Shiva, right? There's an Avelus of what? Of Shloshim. And there's a niyug and a malais, like by Naziris, there's a malais. What does a malais mean? That by observing the halachas, you know, or the surim of Avelus, or the, let's say in the case of Naziris, that you say Mixiyam Kakulo, and what? And you've, and it's not just the surim, there's a kiyum. There's a kiyum Avelus for that, right? So mixes niyug on the 7th day is Kakulo. Because this, it, because by abstaining from all those halacha, there's a chalois kium avelus, and so mixes is kakulo. But by Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no malos. There's no kium of Yud Beis Chodesh. It's halacha visurim. Al kovet mishum kovet avav v'imo. Even we'll say that's transposed into halacha of avelus, right? But it's pure visurim. You can't say mixa yom kakulo. Mixa yom kakulo makes sense if there's a kium. But Yud Beis Chodesh is not a kium. Yud Beis Chodesh is just pure visurim. You know, Simchas Mereus and so on. So it's not shaykh to say mixing yom kukulo.
What's the difference between that and the first answer?
No, the first answer you're saying is that it's not a loch of avelis, it's a loch of kibud aveim. I'm saying it is a taka aloch of avelis, but it's only su avelis, with the kim avelis. Where do we find such a thing of Isur Avelis without a Kim Avelis? Well, that, for example, that would be the halacha according to, you know, not like the Ram, that there's Avelis between the Kfura and you know, let's say it was on Bemoyed, right? Or let's say between the Misa, I'm saying between the Misa and the Kfura, right? Or according to the Rambam, you know, that Beregel. That you have meis lo meis beregel, that it's the drum shabbat sinner. According to Ramban, the drum shabbat sinner apply, but the avelis, the melos of shiva won't apply. Or similarly, if you have he's an oinen between that, you know, but according to Ramban, the isur avelis apply before the kfura. So that's isur avelis without the kima avelis. So that's yud beis chodesh also. It's pure isur avelis, of course, of a different, but more diminished kind. Okay. Vinogel Hosef Od Hayom Shemesbo of O Aim Lilma Dinyud Beshkharish Vinochanhu. In other words, we add to the we add one extra day. Right? So it's not just the 12 months, it's 12 months plus the extra day, which is the Yahrzeit. So the Shach also says, by the way, you see an ois based in the Shach, for lo aminon, but you don't say mixing kukulo, came to talya b'chadosha. V'nogu lo hosif, v'afilu chal also yom b'shabes, noig bo din yud beis chodesh, kain hu b'trumas adeshen, shimon reis tzadi beis, miyuka shehashona mu'uberes, like this year, so it'll be yud beis chodesh, the next day is not going to be the yotzai. The muta likanes lebeis amishnu l'acha yud beis chodesh kidol el, So the Shach says not only the first year that you wait, let's say it's not a Shana Mu'uberes, so the first day after, which is the Shiva, which is the Yahrzeit, that the Halachas of Avelis applies, but the Shach says it applies every year, that a person shouldn't go, you know, it's not the general Halachas of Avelis, but on a Yahrzeit you shouldn't go to a Chasana or to a Mishta, you know. It's still a day for Halaya. It's a day that you're supposed to fast, ready for Midin Digmar, right? Kibiyom Shemesh Bo'aba. So, assuming that's a day that you're permitted to fast, but on the Yahrzeit. So on the Yahrzeit, one should not go to a Chasna or something like that. A person has Yahrzeit.
Is that meaning that's of the Imo?
Of the Imo.
Meaning if theoretically Chas V'Shalom, someone had a different
cover.
Yeah.
Right, so he doesn't have to observe that Yahrzeit at all. But of Vimo, he observes the Yahrzeit.
But we don't say there
Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. We don't say Mitzvah Yom
Kukulo, right. On the one day, on the Yahrzeit.
Right.
That would follow one of the other two answers, other than the Rav's answer. Because the Rav said the reason why we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur by Yud Beis Chodesh is because it's a Mos Chodesh. But here it's...
Well, that actually, the Shach says that, right? The Shach and the Taz said that.
Right.
So he said that as well, correct.
But this would be for a different meaning. This would be Mishum Kibud Aveim or Mishum...
Right, but it's just that day, so it's not... You know, I mean, it's not
days.
Right, it's not a Malos. I mean, it's Shach to have a Malos. We only have Avelis Yom, for example, Shmur V'Choik is one day, right? But that we saw in the Shach, that's also not a Malos of one day. Because you say, I mean, that's a shot. Is that based on a malos of one day, Or is it just show achas? So that's nafkamina. Is what about balayla? He says even if you know balayla, that's sufficient. If it was halacha, because it's really a day, so then you should wait till the morning and say mixyon kakulo. Right. That would. I mean, it's a different kind of mixing kakulo. I mean, it's just it's not mixing yom kakulo. It's show achas is sufficient when it says yom echa. It really depends how you read that sugya there in the first parak in Pesachim about Shmuel B'chayka. The Gemara tells us, I forgot the Gemara, that they told him, Shmami Natlai, when we learned from him, right? They told him to take off his shoe, right? Right. You see that that's, you need mixes keel, it's not sufficient just to have a shoe. Is that the Gemara? Right? So, you know, he found out that it was an Avel Shmuel Choker, he hinted to it, right? So he told him, Amalei L'Shami told his assistant, Chlotz Limin Oli, V'holich Kli Achuvi L'Beis HaMeochatz. And then I go back to the, take a shower. So you see that the day itself is Mutter. So the Mor says, Shmami Natlas, right? So it has, it says, Shmuel Choker, Inu Ne'elus Yom Echad, right? Because he said, right after, you can go take a shower, right? And mixing on kakulo, so that's a shot. What does mixing on kakulo mean? Does this mean really that it's melos of one day, so it's takadalacha mixing on kakulo, right? Or does it mean that shor achas is sufficient? Which is, I think, a machlus yeshayinu. I think I heard from the Rav. So then the nafkamina would be if you hold that you don't see mixing on kakulo belaila, which is a machlus yeshayinu, but we pass you don't see mixing on kakulo, right? So then this halacha. Right, if it's halacha mixing kakula, it would only be bayom. But if it's halacha that shor achas does part of the day, any amount of the day, but it's not the halacha mixing kakula, then any niyug avelus would apply. But there's an extra chiddush. The Mos says that shmub inu neged el bayom mixing kakula, and then it says. That and what you know, it says that he was chalitz min ala, right? Chalotz min ali, that chalitz min al is a kiyum. You know, to say mixing to have binoyig avelus requires a kiyum avelus. So you see that chalitz sanal is called a kiyum avelus. It's not just isuei avelus. Okay. I heard that from above. An interesting pischei tshuva here, right? We say that mishyamdu ha-menachman, the avelus is over, right? So let's say the last day is, when do we wait? We wait till after people come back from shul, right? So what happened? The pischei tshuva talks about a case like this, that it was Shabbos was the last day of the shiva, right? Shabbos was the last day of the Shiva. So you have to wait till shul is over. But he wants to go to shul wearing a new shirt. Would that be mutter? Would you say that from Netzach Hametz already mixing on kakulo? So Pashtut, you'd say no. Right? Because Achiyam de Menachemim. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes an interesting svara. He says like this. V'ayin b'tshuvas kivashol, Shenishal ba'avil shachal yom shvi shelo b'shabbos. You see it, always based in Pisrei Tshuva. Imutu lilbos cholok lovin b'boker kodem tefilas shachris. V'kostel fi mashikosev hataz b'simen tov beis. Sif cotton hay, the also avela shuk bukumia say, kugon chlitzis min alaim, ukfias hamita, bezu dafka tzoch lahamptin naj amidis aminachimim. Aval avela shubashevi al taisa, kugon gihuts vitisporis, sagi behanets hachama, ayan sham. Inkain hochabil vishis choluk, de shevi al taisa hu, nami sagi behanets hachama, achmantivi hataz tmuin. Ein sham shela. Daf mashu b'shevi al taisa, tzorch gam kein lahamtin ad amidus haminachemim. Vudini in levishis cholok loven, da osa ad acha tefila. The taz itself is a pella. I mean, it depends how you interpret mixa. Apparently, he thinks mixa yom kakulo is a matir. So if you look mixa yom kakulo, you hear what he says from the taz. The taz has a chilek between dvam shevi al taisa and kum v'yasei. And for kum v'yasei, like Ilisa Sandal or Kfiya Samita to set the beds and so on. But in our case, I told you, we do it by covering the mirrors. That you have to wait. I mean, why should there be a chiluk between the two? If the locha of Mixer and Kakulo is that it breaks the day, right? So then how could it be a chiluk between Dvam Shibitzin, between Dvam, that is Shevi Altais and Bekumbi Yasei? You see, he thinks that Mixer and Kakulo is, in the niyug avelos, mixes niyug is sufficient. So for the surim, right, it's not shayach. That doesn't relate to the menachemim because they don't see what b'shevi al taisa. They don't know if it's a nucha, right? But if it's kum v'yasei, that relates to the public avelos of the menachemim, apparently, something like that. But still a chiddush because often it splits the day. If it splits the day, why should it make a difference between the two? So the taz itself is a chiddush, but it's an interesting svara. I mentioned before that there's machlokes where they say miskei yom kakula balayla. So look, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes it. Look in Ois Aleph. Ayin betur machlokes haposkim ibein and davka miskei yom or afilo mixes alayla. There's a ramban there. V'dasa mechaber k'dasa rami Rutenberg, the davka mixes hayom be'inun. V'ayin b'shalshus haradvaz, she'echvir l'inun tamator v'tashim shamita, the isbu mitzah, islan limhus k'divi hamekilin, the mixes laila k'chol hayom. Avu b'chitze v'sicha v'shadvam, the lesbu mitzvah, paskin k'divi, obviously he doesn't have this chilek between Shevi al-Taisa. Line commences rechitza, not like the Taz. Kediva Hashemachmim, the boy mixes yom dafka, the low mixes alayla. Miutzorch lahamtin milashamish balayla yosu maat bimashu rokel kadeshe noi gambo ksas avelus ayin sham. Right. So anyhow, it's a shaila when they say mixer yom. I mean, we're machmir to say mixes yom. So therefore, when he says that shmur chayka happens balayla, even in the shach. I mean, again, that depends. That's, I think he quoted a, who did he quote? By Shmuel Rechoyka, the Shach. Was that a Trumas Edeshin? Where is that? Shemesh Muluchok Balayla came to Sogi B'Shas B'Shah Achas Saka Fila Balayla. So what does the Goyin say here? Shmua Parosh Sham Midig Amar B'Megillah Sham Kevin the boy Svira Davka Kachai Gavna V'chem Midilot Honi B'Sof Yuma Rak Hazor Mashma D'Rishat Meim Ben Bayom Ben Balayla V'ayim Rambam. So that depends. It depends how you interpret Shmur Chayke. It's Yom Echad. It's just, is that a loch of Yom Echad or Shor Achas? So the nafkamina would be balayla, according to those rishonim who hold, like the Maharam of Wittenberg, that has to be dafka bayom, mixes hayom. If you hold, I think the Ramban and others are right, a choylik.
When he said,
"Kevon
de
Baya Sphira,"
how is there
a
Sphira with
Yom Echad? No, because the Mar says by Zava, Sphira by Yom Mahu, the Mar
right,
in Megillah.
Be relevant to the.
No, because that's because that's also Lachamixian. In others, by Zava, she's Noyag Shiva, the last day is Mixion Kakula, right? And if she sees it's not Soit, she doesn't, it's not Soitzer anymore, because he said Mixion Kakulo, right? So you see that stafka bayom, and this is also a minion. Means when that it's a melos. There's a minion where he.
But in a shmul rechoka, there is no minion.
Well, maybe that's the shaila. It's a dominion of one.
Right.
Nice. Okay. Let's continue. Shin Sarivav. Din Avol Shlonoga Velusu Kol Shiva. Avol Shlonoga Velusu Toch Shiva. Ben Beshoigig Ben Bemezid. Mashlim. I mean, whether you say, by the way, I'll just tell you a story. I remember when Rabbi Shechter was a chassan, so he came to Shia the last day of his Shivishimei Mishta. Right, he got married, and the last day he came to Shia. So he asked the Rav, when we daven mincha after the Shia, should we say Tachlan, because he's a chassan? Or do you say Mixion Kakulo? So the Rav said we're not going to say Tachlan. Why? Because he said that Mixion Kakulo is by Shivish Mehemishta, you're not the whole bailam on this. You're not the bailam to break it up because there's also the kala. So you can't just say Mixiyam Kakulo. And he said, I mean, I think I said, for Tachlan, it's enough of a svara. See, the other shahs, what's the locha of Mixiyam Kakulo? It's not automatic. I mean, it's Mixiyam Kakulo. Let's say Mixion Kakulo, but you want to continue the kiyum. You want to continue sitting the rest of the day. There's a kiyum avelus, right? Unless you break it up and you end the avelus continues. There's a kiyum. So I would have you could, you know, even without that, if you're still. All right.
So because you went to Shir, let's say that was the breakup?
No, he just said maybe it should be automatic.
Right.
No, he's just saying maybe automatically, you know. You know, not only say Mixion Kakulo, but there's Mishamda Menachem, what should I have to say? You know, is it Mixion Kakulo? Okay. Okay, next up. Din Ovel Shalonoga Vilusu Kol Shiva. Ovel Shalonoga Vilusu Tok Shiva, Ben Beshoigig, Ben Bemezid. Mashlim also called Shloshim, Chutz miHakriya, Shim lo kora b'shas chimum, Eino korea ela toch shiva, Chutz mi ova v'ima shekorea afilu l'acha shiva. So again, ova shlo nogavilus, if it wasn't nogavilus at all, whether it's shogim mizah, so he can still be noig the shiva, all shloshim, but when it's past 30 days, so then it becomes like a shmuva choika, and it's not shy. Chutz mihakriya, shim lo kora b'shas chimam, eina korea el toch shiva, chutz mi ova v'ima shekorea filu l'acha shiva. Right? So, how much is l'acha shiva? So we paskin that al ovav right ovav v'imo it's even all yud beis chodesh. Right? What did it say? Shemem. It's Shin Mem. What's it? Where's this? Look at this, Lochin Shem Mem. It says, oh, it says, Al Ava V'Imo Korea V'Holech La'Olam. So for others, it's first of all, Kriya is only Shas Chimum. So it says, "Eino korea ela toch shiva chutz mi avu v'imo shekorea afilu la'acha shiva." Right? Beis. Right. Okay. B'medvam amum b'shelo nog avelus klal kol shiva. So if he wasn't noyig avelus, he can still be noyig till when, through the shloshim. B'medra mishlo noyig avelus klal kol shiva. Avel mizilzel b'mixes ayomim. V'lo noyig b'hem avelus k'gom misha sh'amulo shemes lo meis b'yom ha'echad. V'haya b'ir acheres v'lo noyig avelus u'b'yom hasheni bo li'iro v'noyig avelus ein tzorch lahashlim u'mona shiva b'yom harishon. Okay.
If you make it up during Shloshim, presumably you still put on tefillin on the first day.
Right. Because that's not available Shem Rishon anymore.
Right.
Look in the Pesachim Tshuva, has a case. I am B'Tshuvas Ravaz, Achadoshus, B'mi Shebolo Shmura Shemes Oviv, V'Echad Mikrov of Amelo She'en HaShmura Emes, V'Acha She'ovu Shnei Yomim, Amelo Emes Haisa, because of the Krovu Zer Lo Tov Osor, by a Sibish Lokim Avelus, Min HaTorah, Shu Yom HaKfura, the Yom Shmura Krova, Kiyom Kfura Hu, in other words, he he heard that his father died, let's say, and somebody told him that it wasn't true. And then later, 2 days later, he thought it was true, so he started being knowing the Avelis 2 days later. So Avelis Yom Rishon, he lost. Right? Okay, let's continue. Next halacha. Cotton shemes ova v'imo. Vafila higdil toch shiva, bottle memenu called din avelus for eno chayvba. So this is machlokes by Rami Rutenberg and the Rush, which is quoted. There's a double machlokes by Rami Rutenberg and the Rush about this. So the Taz quotes this machloikis. This is this huge Taz over here. Maybe let's just look at it a little bit, okay? Cotton shemes, right? Shemes of v'imo, right? Din zehu b'machloikis bin haramamam ben Rutenberg l'harosh, talmido, b'sof moi cotton. The maram sphere, you have the Taz? It's always based in the Taz. The Maram Sava lay the Chayvlis Abel Achashi Yagdil Shiva Vishloshim Myom Shinasha Godel Favik Kishomishmur Krova Beregel Shemis Abel Achaharegel Zain Vilamid Vafagav the Hussam Yame Haregel Olam Laminian Shloshim Hainul Fish Nog Behem Isu Giuts Vitzisporis Aval Kambikat Nusin Lo Nog Klum Va'afa pish yesh l'chalik sas ben shama beregel adidon zeh dehosim gavah b'chiyuvahu el diyumahu dekogorim, because it's yontif and he can't be knowing the avelos. Aval hocha gavah lav b'chiyuvahu klal v'kein neima kem de b'shas misa lohoye roi lehis abel yifte olamus ha'lesa de'ein dichri etzel mitzvahs k'nisa per kisi adam v'arosh cholik v'omer. And all this again, the Maharam of Rupenberg says that if he heard he was a cotton, and then Higdil doing the shiva, right, that he's noyig the shiva, right? V'arosh cholik v'omer tofish ani osa svara sheish l'chalik ben heched de gava b'chiyuva hu v'yuma kagorim l'kotn de v'shosh shahayu lo lis abil potu mach miskat katnus pokim nechiyiv avelus la'olam. The dummy lehem the amapek misha hoya tome, kotchi higdel ben beis psachim, the sover right, shnei tashlum lavishin, the chosha ainu zokok lavishin, ainu zokok lasheni, the chenami had the yoshim al shmur kroiva, zain velama ainu mitzvah ne atzma, el tashlum la velush, shahoyo lasos miyad acha hakfura, kishiyoda, ukishaloyoda, tiknus yeshlo tashlum and kol shloshim yom, the hechid. The yod alone is chayev lo shayich be tashlumin. Midi dehavi achiga biyom rishin v'nespasha biyom sheni shel chag lo shayich be tashlumin. Right. So we have a machleit between the Maharami Rupenberg and the Rosh. What's the locha if he wasn't noyig avelus right away? Besides Shmua, that he could be noyig later on. Right. Is that the locha because it's tashlumin? So if it's tashlumin, then the cotton will be potter, because it's like the locha chiga biyom rishon. If a person has to bring carbon ria, carbonus to the base of migdash, if he's a chiga biyom rishon, he's potter the other days because it's tashlumin de rishon. right? For example, if a person is putter from davening, he forgot to daven marav, right? He's putter from davening, so he doesn't daven later on, because what? Because he's because he was putter at that time. It's a din of tashlumin. So the Rush holds that this is a din of tashlumin. So therefore, he'll be noig the avelus later. It's a din of tashlumin. Then he's potter. And the Rami Wittenberg says it's not a loch of tashlumin. It's a loch that he's what? That he's when he'll become a gadol, he'll be chayiv. This shmur will be chayiv later on. It's not a din of tashlumin, right? So we'll see how this parallels the other famous machlokes in the Rami Wittenberg and the Rush about. Which we spoke about at the beginning of our shurim, what if a person was an oinen moitzu Shabbos, meisla meis b'Shabbos, the kfu is going to be the next day, right? So does he say, does he have tashlum for the havdalah? Because that night he was potter, right? Does he make havdalah the next day? So let's see, which is also machlok potter, but my Rami Wittenberg and the Rush. So let's read the Taz. For Kosev Abin Yeruchim, Sheish Lishu Kamavam, Shu Rabo Shel Havosh, Vabesel Shel Chiriya Kavosh. So the Rabbi Yeruchim passes like the Rambam, because after all, the Rush is a Talmud of the Rambam of Wittenberg. We know the Rush was a Talmud, and when the Rambam of Wittenberg was incarcerated, so the Rush ran away to Spain. Actually, for a while, he lived in the house of the Rashba. That's why the Rush is such an important figure. I mean, he's important because he's the Rush, but he's also historically very important because he combines the traditions of Ashkenaz and brings them to Svarad. And you know, the Mechaba, when he in the Shulchan Aruch is constructed on the three poskim for the Mechaba, which he says he goes by the Jara Ahu, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. You know, so. I mean, that's part of the significance of the Rush. Okay, so let's continue reading this in the Taz. So, and it's machlokes l'aloch. Do we pass in like the Maran Mutmug, who's the Rebbe the Rush, or do we pass in like the Rush? Because we have in general halach k'divya mekel ba'avil. So therefore, the Rush is the mekel and says that he doesn't have to be noig avelus. He told this to the Bach, Zal. Veheshli shibalav hachi sosin divri hashulchan aruch ze etze. To prepare me shemesu yesh gam kim pluksa ben havosh v'rabenu Yehuda uben maram le'inyan havdala. Rabenu Yehuda haya einin b'moitzu Shabbos v'lo hivdil ulamacha. The Rush quotes this in beginning of in Mishemesu the in brachos. To be a Yehuda haya oinen b'motzi Shabbos, for lo hivdil l'mach b'yom aleph, achar kfura, ulamach b'yom achar kfura lo rotzu gamkin lahavdil, miyachar shirapotu b'shas chiyav havdala, v'doyme l'chiga shinispashet b'yom sheni, s'sachatil el, v'hol v'nitcha yitcha, maram choyel k'sham v'svile b'yom hamachwes, chayv lahavdil, do kaim lo mishal lo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos, mavdav l'holkol, HaShabbos Kulo. V'arosh kosov sham, shu hiskim lo abenu Yehuda, do aminu mishalo hivta b'motzi Shabbos, haynu kishalo haya lo yayin b'motzi Shabbos, o onus achas lo haya yochel lahavdil, aval oinen shibisho shechal alav chiyav havdala, haya potu legamri, sulo mischaye, vidami lechigid l'el. Adkan, v'inei l'el simen shimen alef posok, hashulchan aruch shechayiv lahavdil, final kamaram, right? Not like the Yehuda. So he's because he holds that every day is its own chiyuv. For kan pasuk de potter mishehigdil, fainu kaharosh, the tam echel l'shtei hapluksos, for ein yishu l'zeh. V'alkein pasuku b'chol mokom kamaram, shu rabu shel harosh, for kan chai v'zayin v'shloshim, the lokip sacha shulchan aruch. V'alkein chavu b'chibura al ha-yoredeya, kan, in the, right in the bach, v'ani b'onyi timesin v'fnesi ha-psakseh, You know when a person says that he's about to do exactly what he said he doesn't want to do. But I can't hold back. So first of all, before we go through the rest of this long rush, offhand, these two machlokes between the Rosh and Maram and Rutenberg don't have to do with each other. One shaila is a shaila. The Rosh holds that by avelus, the machayev is immediately. And if you want knowing the avelus immediately, it's a din of tashlumen. So since the cotton is gavra, is potter, so it's potter. By aninus, as we said then, right? The loch is not that an oinen is potem namitzus, but rather what? The halach of oinen is because the Rambam learns from aninus the loch of avelus, namely that you know that avelus is diuraisi, he learns from aninus. So it's not just a patur. The loch is that this is a neil. The halach of an oinen is not that he's potem for the mitzvah. The loch he should be over on the mitzvah, right? Because where do we learn it? The Rambam learns, I need one of his sources from the loch of the Lekoin is Matama to his Krovin, right? So you see that the loch of the Lekoin is Matama, the Rambam holds his Dafka coin, right? The Machlokes Rambam derived it. The Rambam says only Kohanim Scharim, not Nekevos, because they're not Muzer. So the loch is that the coin should violate his Kahuna. He should be Machal of the Kahuna. And that is Akim Avelus. But it, correct? And the rabbi says, no, it's just the loch is every oinen, every oval has to be matama to his krovim. So it happens, so it's a heta for a kohen. He says, no, it's not a heta. It's a locha, it's a chiv to melchalel his kahuna. So if he's not chayiv, and pattern on that is the locha, that an oinen is what? Potter min amitzis. It's not the pshat that he's potter. The locha is just like the kohen is melchalel his kahuna by being matama. So every person is machalel, you know, he desecrates himself by not doing the mitzvah. But if he wasn't chayv in the mitzvah, you know, the locha, this is the Rav's idea, but it's tremendously ironic in a sense. You know, the locha is that he's chayv in the mitzvah, but he should be over on the mitzvah, right? And not do the mitzvah. That's the locha. So therefore, if he's not chayv, right? So you can't say that the oinen is potter. Now, those who disagree, right? The Maram and Rutenberg didn't make the Havdalah the next day, but Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh Hashanah, he should make the Havdalah the next day, right? Why? Because they think he's not potter. They hold his chayiv to do Havdalah. But the halacha of Aninus is that he should not do it. But if he wasn't chayiv, you can't say, and that's a kim avelus, you can't say that he's violating the halacha. I mean, it's a tremendous, phenomenal idea. What's the idea? What?
It's powerful.
It's a very powerful idea.
Psychologically, it's also very powerful.
So, in other words, he's chayev, but he should violate the law. It's not just he's a nebuch, you know, because he's so overwhelmed that he can't do the mitzvah, and if the Torah doesn't obligate him. No. He's obligated in the mitzvah, he should violate the mitzvah, and because it's a kim avelus. It's not basically ptur. It's a kim avelus, part of the nir avelus, not to do the mitzvah. So then he's chayiv in the mitzvah. So if he's chayiv in the mitzvah, the next day when he's not anoinen, he should do the mitzvah. Because he wasn't a gavra that's potter. This is a completely different approach than that the Rosh is taking, and you know, and the Bach is comparing these two. Masha Enki, in the case of a cotton's not a bachiyuva. So the Rosh thinks it's tashlumin, and the Marami Rutenberg says it's not tashlumin. It's and you, since we say ain't dichi etzel mitzvah, so later on he'll be chayiv. Each day is a new mechayiv.
Is that a separate machlokes? Each day is a new mechayev, but not on the
shiva. Well, that could be. That's part of the machlokes between the between. Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be.
I mean, the Gemara had this. Let's take the classical chiga. Chiga beyom rishon, where this we pass that it's part of the other days, but it's machlokes. Who's Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Asher? The Gemara chiga, whether you say it's tashlum de rishon or kol yom vayom, you know, is a separate chiyuv. So if you say tashlum de rishon, so since he was part of the first day, there's no tashlum required. But if you say that it's a new mechayiv each day of the regel for to bring it, so he wasn't. He's part of the first day, but the next day a new mechayiv emerges. So Yechayev, right? So that's the shame, the shaila that the Gemara has by Regel. They have by...
The Sfiris Omer, right? The same, the famous question of the Kotten who and the Sfiris Omer, right? Who
became right, Shehikta with the Minchas Chinuch shaila.
Yeah.
Minchas Chinuch shaila is a little bit different also. In other words, because the Rav interpreted differently that the Loch is that he's... that an. The Rav had a wonderful word about that. He said, it's not like everybody thinks, you know, that according to the Bahag, it's one big mitzvah. If you miss one day, you know, you've lost one component of that one big mitzvah, so you can't continue. So Rav found that difficult. He said, we make a bracha every day. Every day is a separate kiyum, but the Bahag is saying a different thing. He's saying that if you miss one day, you've lost the count, not because it's one mitzvah. Each day is a separate mitzvah. But you can't count Beseir again, missing a day. It's so the minion has been lost. So the halaya that I think it's upside you go and holds that if you miss the first day, you can't continue the count. But if you miss another day, you can't continue the count. What's the chibut in the first day and the other day? So the Rav said, because if you have the first day, so the minion at least began. So if you missed one day, it's in some context. So that day, so to speak, counts itself. And you can continue counting. But if it's the pshat was it because it's all one mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference whether it's one day, day one, or day seven, or day eight, right? So coming back now to what you said about a cotton, he said that if the cotton counts, a cotton's mitzvah is a maisa svira. So therefore, you can continue to count. He had a lot of rayas to this. He had a Rashi, there's a difficult Rashi. The Rashba says a Talmud Toya said the Rashi, I think it's in. Quote in the Sefer Padas, or somebody quotes the Rashi said, used to count twice. You would count after plag without a bracha, and then count again at night with the bracha. So it doesn't make sense. If he thinks he's yotze, then let him make a bracha. If he doesn't think he's yotze, what does he gain by counting without a bracha? The Rav explained, no, he thinks from plag of mincha is already called the svira, but you're not yotze until laila. Just in case he missed later on, the svira will continue. According to the Bahag, that's the way they love. So it's a different sphere, maybe different.
I apologize.
Okay, so we're going to stop here.